I am really great.
Hey, Dad, how do your feet feel?
Oh, they feel great.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, geez, the last marathon I ran was, what, 3 weeks ago or something
you've
at this point.
Plenty of time to recover. Right?
Oh, yeah. If I have more than 3 or 4 days, I'm good.
Hey, tell me how you had this idea to run so much over a short period of time.
Well, it all started with the fact that I ran 7 continents before, not all in a short period, but over the course of the first 3 years I was running marathons. And I just started looking at, I wanted to go back to Antarctica again. I really enjoy that continent. It's beautiful, and so few people have been there. And I saw the fact that there were a lot of people the last time they held the race that also ran a marathon in Ushuaia, Argentina, on the way back. And I started cranking some wheels and figuring out that, hey, you could not only run those 2 continents, but probably over the next 6 weekends, run the rest of them. And so then I started finding out what the world record actually was and found out it was only 99 days. And I said, well, I could beat that pretty easily. So I started putting a plan together.
Part of your plan, I'm sure, was how do you train for something like this?
Well, I run a marathon once a month anyway. So I'm pretty much trained for running a marathon any weekend going. And, I like it. It's a hobby. I'm not an elite runner, which means that I'm not out there beating the heck out of myself every time I do something. And so, I can run a marathon and then run one the next weekend without it being a big problem.
But did this particular trek tire you out?
It really didn't. There's a lot of downtime. I mean, 35 days, there was 7 of them that I was running. And the rest of the time was, hanging out, sightseeing, spending time on airplanes, which is pretty non-stressful in my book. And so I was able to actually go out there and feel plenty rested most of the time.
Did people know who you were eventually by the time you got, especially to the last race?
Well, actually, people knew who I was going into it, which was one of my disadvantages, because after I got into the last race and thought I set the record, I found out that another guy had got wind of the fact of what I was doing and rescheduled his thing so he could set the record before I got to it. So he did it in 31 days. There's a piece of stuff that I didn't quite accomplish the way I wanted to, but I did exactly what I set out to do.
Did you start running as a kid or something you started a little later in life?
No, I started when I was an adult. I ran my first marathon. I was 39 years old.
And why did you start?
Well, I liked physical fitness. I always liked trying to stay in shape, and I really started out running at the beginning of track season one time with my kids. I found out I could run 2 miles without stopping if I went really slow and just took it easy.
That's how it started, 2 miles, huh?
Yeah, and it just worked up from there. I thought I'd get to a 10K and get to a... then the guy down the street tells me about the Riverbank Run, which is 25K, and the group hysteria just gets to you after a bit. So.
Yeah, wow.
Now, you're located in Michigan. Matter of fact, it's snowing right now. How do you get, like, with running withdrawals in the winter, how do you get out there and run?
Well, people in Michigan don't get running withdrawals in the winter because we run in the winter.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. It's, it's normal. We, we just bundle up and wear what we have to wear because, we're not going to sit inside all winter.
As a matter of fact, I was back in Connecticut three months ago on one, it was like the coldest day of the year. And I try to run every day too. And I had my stuff with me. I was out there when it was like 14 degrees, and people were looking at me like I was absolutely out of my mind.
Yeah, except for you weren't out there alone, because there's some other guys running down the other streets just a block over from you.
Yeah. Hey, do you feel like you're an inspiration for people? Is that part of why you do what you do? Or?
That's a big reason I do what I do. I really believe that people have a lot more in them than they think they do, and I'm the race director for the Grand Rapids Marathon. It's an event that I created and have put on now for 3 years in a row. I just really enjoy the fact that I can facilitate people setting goals, growing, doing things they never thought they could do.
Do you have anything else planned here to try to do something like that again, or are you going to give yourself a little bit of a break?
Well, I'm going to give myself a break for a little while, but I still don't own a world record, and I have a pretty extensive list of things I want to accomplish, mm-hmm. and a world record's one of those things. So
I'm sure we'll hear from you again then.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, Don, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. You're great.
Well, thank you.